the second thing that I did that I think contributed to me getting these opportunities was to be brave and to just put yourself in front of the people that are in your art world. Like I said before, there are a lot of artists out there, and galleries most likely are not coming to find you. You have to go to them, but with integrity, authenticity, and a relationship at the heart of what you do.
Welcome to The Optimistic Artist. I'm Monique Story, artist, whiskey enthusiast, and massive cheerleader of artists. I'm hugely passionate about helping artists discover their next step by bringing the clarity, the strategy, and the inspiration you need to turn that art hobby of yours into a thriving art business. Whatever creative dream you've got hidden in your heart, I'm here to tell you it is possible. So get ready, my friend. This is The Optimistic Artist.
Hello. Welcome to The Optimistic Artist Q&A. If you haven't watched one of these before, every fortnight I take a question that's been submitted by an artist and answer it for you in a little bit more detail than I can when people send me DMs. So this week I am coming to you live from Struggle Street. It's been a bit of a week here. Not a lot of sleep, husband's away, sick kids, but I'm here and we're going to do this Q&A thing. The Q&As are a little bit more rough and ready than the podcast episodes, but it's been so amazing to hear from you guys and to hear your questions. So today's question is, how do I approach galleries when I'm just starting out? What a great question. So I'm not an expert on working with galleries. My last six collections have sold out independently online. That's my jet. That's my area of strength, that online launch strategy. But I've really enjoyed and have been extremely privileged to have the gallery experiences that I have had over the last couple of years. So over the last 2 years, I have been approached by galleries. I've been represented by a gallery. Obviously, I just did my massive big solo show. I've been approached by a gallery and turned them down. I've been part of a group show. So it's really only in the last couple of years that my life has allowed me to have more gallery experiences. So today, I guess what I thought I would do is I would share with you my own personal experience with how I approached galleries when I was beginning. And I'll tell you what I think contributed to me getting these really awesome experiences over the last couple of years. So make sure you listen to the end, because I'll tell you my story of how I approached galleries, and then I'll bullet point some of the things that contributed to me getting these opportunities. So to start off, before you think about how to approach a gallery, you need to think about why. Why approach a gallery? Whatever you do in your art practice needs to be in alignment with your goals, needs to be in alignment with what you want your life to look like. Like I said, my first six collections sold independently using my online launch strategy because I had teeny tiny humans and I had no family in the country, so I just didn't have the capacity to work with a gallery. I couldn't be in the gallery late at night. I needed maximum flexibility in terms of timelines and maximum profit. So now, I guess I'm in a bit of a different place. So I would happily give over a commission to a gallery to have somebody else take care of packing and shipping. And I have a little bit more time with the kids being a bit older and I'm more busy with the podcast. So working with a gallery in this season is great. But you have to start there. Ask yourself why. Don't just pursue a gallery relationship because you see someone else doing it. Stop and pause. Whatever you pursue in your art career, it has to be in alignment with who you are and what you want your art practice to look like. So start there. Okay, my story and how I approach galleries. So here are some of the things that I did and how I believe they helped me get some pretty cool opportunities. When we first moved to Sydney, I keep in mind I knew no one, not even one person. I just joined a local artist group. They charged like a teeny tiny fee, maybe like $100 a year. And they were a not-for-profit organization. And they just exhibited at places like foyers in a theater, or they had like a random pop-up gallery space. Wasn't super professional, wasn't polished, wasn't ideal, to be honest. But you know what? It was a start. And that's kind of what you do. You just have to start. So important to start. Where you start might not be ideal, might not be the be-all and end-all, but just start. Because one thing always leads to another, which it did. So on my way to this not ideal gallery space, I walked past another gallery space, which was beautiful and very professional. So I got out of my comfort zone. I went in and I talked to the person that was manning the gallery. I just started chatting to the person. And I didn't try to pitch myself. I just talked to him and he let me know that the curator of the gallery actually owned the art supply and the framing store upstairs. So again, I put on my big girl pants and I just went upstairs and I talked to the owner. Now, truth be told, I actually already had a framer at this point, but I just went upstairs because I understood the value of connection and understood the value of relationship. And I introduced myself to the owner and I just talked to her and I listened. Like, I didn't try to pitch myself. I just listened and I made like genuine connections. So my point here is to surround yourself with people in the art world that you naturally align with. I already had a framer sorted, but I started to go back to this place because I felt that there was an alignment. The way that she spoke about art and about artists and curation, there was a natural alignment here. And I thought, this is exactly the kind of people in the art space that I want to surround myself with. So I didn't pitch myself. I just started a natural, authentic conversation. And really, that's kind of where things started for me. During this time, I actually started to sell my work through online launches. I just focused on honing my skills. I focused on refining my story as an artist and just consistently showing up in my practice. And you know what? People were watching. You never know who's watching, but people were watching. What I also did is at this time, I wanted to know more about this gallery. So I surrounded myself in the art world. I put my big girl pants on and I connected with the gallery on social media. I connected with their artists on social media. I engaged authentically. I didn't slide into their DMs and try to pitch myself. I would just engage authentically on their content. I went along to opening nights and shows. I was intentional about introducing myself to the gallerist and the staff and the owners. Again, not pitching myself, just putting me on their radar, mostly asking questions and listening. Because as an artist, it's not just about you getting into that gallery. It really is about finding a match. I was really trying to understand what this gallery was like, asking lots of questions, trying to see, is there actually an alignment here? I just kept making connections, kept showing up, kept surrounding myself by people in the art world. And I guess it was about a year later, I got an email asking to be part of one of their group shows, which is a great way for a gallery, I guess, to check out a new artist. So it was kind of funny because at the same time, literally on the same day, I also got an email from another gallery interested in representation, so interested in representing me. So I got these two gallery offers on the same day. And the one gallery, obviously, I had been building relationships with for a long time. The other gallery owner, I didn't really know much about, but I had been recommended to her by somebody else who I had been forming authentic relationship with. Can you see there's a bit of a theme here? The authentic relationship. So the gallery that I knew nothing about, I kind of researched, I phoned other artists that had worked with them before. I looked at their socials and then I met with the gallerist and we talked about things like commission and process and all of that. And it felt like a really good fit. So I went with that. So I had these two experiences. One was being invited to be part of a group show. The other one was to be represented by a gallery. Yeah, and I went ahead with that. Now, the group show, that was, I guess, my first entry point into this gallery that I really liked and that I really wanted to be a part of. And the group show really was about me putting my best foot forward, making sure that my work was good quality, that I was being professional, that I was easy to work with. And I really just used it as an opportunity to sort of further my connections with the local art world and with the artists and the curator and all of the people in that space. So for that group show, I submitted an augmented reality piece. Now, side note, I didn't actually sell that piece. It sold months later to somebody else. But even though I didn't sell that piece in that group show, what it did is it gave the gallery an insight into who I was as an artist, how I work, what it was like for them to work with me, and it showed them what I was capable of. Now, after that piece didn't sell, I didn't actually give up. Like, I saw that as a real bonus because I got to strengthen my relationship with that gallery. And then I just kept going. To be honest, I didn't really focus that much on getting into a gallery after that time. I really just focused on honing my skills. I focused on refining my story as an artist. I focused on just making strong work, and I continued to just make strong, authentic connections. And I guess what that looks like is going to other artists' shows and openings and supporting them, going to a gallery's opening nights, going to their events, being on their email list, being engaged on their social media, and just really focusing on authentic relationships. At this point, I hadn't done any pitching, hadn't done any asking. I had just done a lot of listening and a lot of making authentic relationships and connections. And it actually really paid off because about a year after that, I actually got a phone call from the gallerist offering me a solo show, which was amazing. Absolute dream situation to be able to have a space and an opportunity for people to see my work in the flesh, especially the augmented reality side, right? But I guess the main takeaway from that story is to just put your big girl pants on and put yourself in front of the people that are in the art world. So gallerists and galleries are really busy, and most of the time they're not actually coming to find you. You need to put yourself in their way, in a good way. Not by demanding, not by making pitches, but just by making authentic relationships, like genuine connections. So it really is just about focusing on creating space for you to know people, for people to know you, and just to keep those connections really strong and authentic. So you'll notice for me and my gallery experience, I didn't actually do any formal submissions or emails. And I know a lot of galleries, there's a process where you do need to do an email, do a pitch, send in your CV, all of that. And I'm not saying that's wrong at all. I think that's really important and it's really essential. There's nothing wrong with that. I guess it just wasn't part of my story. And I think the things that really helped me get my opportunities, so I guess here are like the approaches that I've taken over the years and how I feel like these have contributed to my opportunities. I think number one was just starting. Even if it's not the ideal gallery, not the ideal situation, just start somewhere. Because one thing always leads to another. The second thing that I did that I think contributed to me getting these opportunities was to be brave and to just put yourself in front of the people that are in your art world. Like I said before, there are a lot of artists out there, and galleries most likely are not coming to find you. You have to go to them, but with integrity, authenticity, and a relationship heart of everything that you do. Engage in their social media, go to their opening nights, introduce yourself, but always do it with relationship and authenticity at the heart of what you do. Something else to add here when it comes to galleries is follow-up. follow-up is so important when you're working with brands or gallery or anything, because if somebody doesn't reply back to you straight away, it doesn't mean that it's a no. Probably just means that they're busy, and galleries are really, really busy. So maybe don't follow up like the next day, but within sort of 7 to 10 days, just send a quick follow-up email, because that might be all that person needs. Just go, oh yeah, actually, I really wanted to connect with that person. And then they'll email you back. And number 5 is just focus on making strong work and strong connections. Like, don't get too hung up with this gallery, that gallery, this approach, that approach. Honestly, just focus on making really, really strong work and then making strong connections no matter where you are, whether you're in a gallery, at someone's opening, art supply store, at the framers. Just focus on making authentic connections. Some of those connections will lead you to amazing places, and some of them won't lead anywhere. But at the end of the day, you can't go wrong with that real authentic connections. Something else that I'll add here is to be ready when those opportunities do come your way. Like, have you ever heard of someone who has had a really key moment in their life? Like one of those moments that's just really given them an opportunity that's propelled their career forward. Now, have you ever heard of someone who's had those moments? Maybe they sat next to someone on the bus who happens to have a connection with this brand and it got them this massive brand collab. Or maybe they were standing behind someone in a line who just happens to be a massive art collector and that worked out really well for them. We can see other people have these major moments. And we can think that, oh, it's just luck. Like, oh, they're so lucky, can't believe that that happened to them. But here's the thing. Those magic moments that propel your career forward and the ordinary everyday moments, you can't really discern between those moments because they look exactly the same. There's no alarm bells telling you that this is a magic moment. Those moments look exactly the same. The only difference is how we show up in those moments. So when you meet someone on the bus who is a major art collector, are you actually ready? Are you ready? Is your work somewhere where it's easy for them to see? Have you got great photos, your email funnel set up? Are you ready for that moment? And when you meet a curator or a gallerist, are you ready? Because there's no magic moments that just fall into your lap by luck that will propel your career forward. There are just ordinary moments. Moments where we have to throw everything we have into that moment and be ready. Some ways that I think we can be ready is to have your Instagram looking great with really clear, beautiful images of your work. Have your website set up to make it easy for people to contact you. And in my opinion, most importantly, have your email funnel set up. So that when you connect with a collector, you don't just talk about art and then move on, but you can get them onto your email list and that you can know without you needing to do anything, they're going to get a welcome email from you that night. And then a week later, they're going to get another email from you introducing their new collection. And in a month's time, they're going to get another email from you explaining your commission process. Are you ready for those moments? There are no magic moments. We just have to be ready and then throw everything into those moments. So I'll give you an example of one of these moments for me. After my solo show, the next day we went out to this stunning, beautiful restaurant. This overlooks the whole coast to celebrate. And they start talking to us. They want to know what we celebrate. And I just had this little check in my spirit, like, oh, I need to throw everything I have into this moment. This could be an ordinary moment. Or there might be something else to this moment. I don't know, because those moments all look the same. We just got to throw ourselves into those moments. So I did. And we start talking and he's looking at my work and he's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm going to go like get my boss. So the owner comes out. He's looking at my work. He's seeing the augmented reality. He's like, oh my gosh, we were just in a meeting. I'm going to go get my wife. She's the events coordinator. So she comes out and she's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. We were just talking about our winter events where they sell tickets and people come have like a 3-course meal. They either have like a book launch or they have a guest speaker. She's like, oh, this would be great. This is something a bit different. Like we should work together. And so just by taking this ordinary moment of someone asking, what are you celebrating today? And really leaning into it, I've ended up with this really amazing brand collab. So the three of us are working together on a ticketed event that's going to introduce me to a whole lot of new collectors in my area. And this is going to be a fun experience. So that's just an example where there are no magic moments. We just take ordinary moments and we lean into them, but we've got to be ready. So my website was already set up. She went straight onto my website. She could see the podcast. She could see my work. She could see collections. She could see the video. She could see how the augmented reality work. By me being ready, it meant that I got so much more out of that opportunity when it came. So make strong work. Make strong relationships. Be patient and be ready. I think that's a wrap. So today's question was, how do I approach galleries when I'm just starting? And if you have a question, I love hearing your questions. Your questions inform the free resources that I make. Your questions inform, obviously, the Q&A. It informs the podcast episodes. If you have a question, the best place to submit your question is in my Instagram highlights. If you go to my Instagram highlights, there's a little Q&A circle. You can just submit your question there and go from there. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for submitting your questions. Thank you for being part of the journey. As I was chatting, I was thinking, I wonder if there are people here who, as they're listening, they're thinking, I'm not ready. Like, if a big opportunity came my way, I'm not sure that I would be ready. So I have a couple of resources that I hope will really help you feel like you are ready. On my free resource library, I have a resource that helps you define your story. So as an artist, it helps you figure out who you are, what's your story as an artist, what sets you apart, how to tell your story in a way that sells and that helps people connect with you. So that's a free resource on there. And I was also thinking, like, maybe you know that it's time for you to set up your email list. So maybe you know that, yeah, okay, I need to have a welcome sequence. I really need to get onto that. If that is you, I cannot recommend Flowdesk enough. And I have a 50% off code for your first year. Full disclosure, I get a very small commission if you do sign up. But I think I've said this before, pretty much all email service providers provide like affiliate marketing links, but I'm like an avid researcher. I won't do anything until I have researched the bejeebus out of it. So about maybe the start of last year, I switched from MailChimp. It just wasn't giving me any joy. I just needed a new email service provider. So I looked everywhere. I went on all the free trials. I talked to all the representatives, and Flowdesk was where I landed. Flowdesk works for me because it's really simple and it's really easy and it's beautiful. Like, there's no mess and it's really clean. And when design is clean, it helps my mind to be clean. So I love Flowdesk. Yeah, I have a 50% off code, which the best way for you to get that would be if you're listening on the podcast in the show notes or on Instagram. I'll put the link on my stories because they've just told me that they're changing the way that they do their affiliate marketing, which I'm super sad about. But you can still make the most of that 50% off code until the end of July. So just make sure that you sign up before then. And it's super easy to get started. You don't need credit card details or anything like that. But I cannot recommend having your email marketing sorted. Just being able to meet someone and then know that when you've met that random person that you're now connected and that it's all automated, you don't even have to think about it. Absolute life changer. I'm just reading someone's question. Oh, someone said, would you recommend it even if you're at the very beginning of your art journey? I'm assuming this question is about email marketing. If so, yes. If I started a business from scratch, there would be two things that I would do. One is like build an audience, and two is email marketing. Because when someone is in your emails, then you can actually form like a deep connection with them. You can actually send them information that is important. And most importantly, they're getting your information. Because on social media, first of all, hardly any of your content is seen on there. And people just are, they're in a different state. Like when you're on social media, you're consuming, you're scrolling, you're into being entertained. You're not really in think engage mode. Whereas when people open their email list, they're in work mode. Literally, science has shown their brain is in a different state. They're way more likely to actually engage with your content. You can do things like images, bullet points. You can present your information better. I honestly don't think that my past 6 collections would have sold out without my email list. I rely heavily, heavily on my email marketing to tell story, make connections, and sell work. So yeah, having an email list is one of the first things that I would do if I was starting, honestly, any business again from scratch. Yeah, thanks for your question. I think that was a really great question. So I think I'm going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for being here. And again, the Flow Desk code, I will put it in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast, or I'll put it in my Instagram stories. Use my highlight to ask any questions that you have and make sure you're following along on the podcast, because I will put all of the Q&As up there. Thank you guys so much. Have an amazing week.
The best way forward is one step at a time. And by listening today, you just took one more step in the direction of your dreams. If you're looking for more, head on over to moniquestory.com. That's story with an EY. There you can get your hands on today's show notes and heaps of other free resources. Until next time, go and find your possible.